Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The internet? Shut it down, says the Chinese dictator, the North Korean maniac, the Middle Eastern despot. How about the British Prime Minister?
Free flow of information can be used for good, but it can also be used for ill. So we are working with the police, the intelligence services and industry to look at whether it would be right to stop people communicating via these websites and services when we know they are plotting criminality.
Prime Minister David Cameron and Britain try social networking censorship on for size after the riots. We'll see if it fits on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Censorship versus freedom of assembly. It's a social networking issue that's being contemplated in Britain in the aftermath of those riots. Good morning. It's Friday, August 12th. Celeste is back next week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Another bipolar day expected on Wall Street. Many Americans now worried about their life savings.
I'm worried about it because my retirement's a couple of years away, and that's where my retirement nest egg is. So I am worried about it, yes.
That's one investor, Chris Ander in Miami, reacting to the fourth straight day of at least a 400-point swing in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's never happened before. Right now, Wall Street futures are down slightly. They've been bouncing around this morning. A report due out this morning is expected to show consumer confidence may have fallen to its lowest level in over 2 years. Europe is trying to restore some confidence in its markets. France, Italy, Spain, and Belgium have all banned what's called short selling when traders bet on stock prices to decline. And European markets are up on that news right now. The Republican presidential candidates went after President Obama and each other during last night's debate in Iowa. Frontrunner Mitt Romney took issue with the deal that raised the federal debt ceiling.
Look, I'm not going to eat Barack Obama's dog food. All right, what he served up was not what I would have done if I'd have been president of the United States.
Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, meanwhile, said the president has no real plan when it comes to cuts to Social Security or Medicare.
If you can find Barack Obama's specific plan on any of those items, I will come to your house and cook you dinner.
Nobody took him up on that offer. Pawlenty and Michelle Bachmann got some shots in at each other.
She said she's got a titanium spine. It's not her spine we're worried about. It's her record of results. If that's your view of effective leadership with results, please stop because you're killing us.
That was Pawlenty. Here's Bachmann.
When you were governor in Minnesota, you implemented cap and trade in our state, and you praised the unconstitutional individual mandate.
Meanwhile, Iowa will hold a straw poll tomorrow in advance of Texas Governor Rick Perry getting into the race. He won't take part in the poll, but is expected to announce that he's joined the GOP field. On Capitol Hill, the so-called super committee is now set. The last three members are Democrats James Clyburn of South Carolina, Javier Becerra of California, and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. The panel has six members from both parties and six members from each house, the House and the Senate. It's charged with coming up with a plan to cut the U.S. deficit by at least $1.2 trillion over the next decade. NATO says six American soldiers were killed in Afghanistan yesterday, making 41 U.S. troops killed there in the past week, and that's the highest number in the decade-long war. More than 1,700 people have now been arrested across England in connection with the rioting there earlier this week, and the U.S. Postal Service has proposed cutting its workforce by 20%. That's 120,000 workers. It also wants to pull its employees out of federal health and retirement plans. Looking at the markets now, Asian markets mostly up, European indices up, futures are flat for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,143, the S&P opens at 1,172, and the Nasdaq at 2167. Coming up this morning, we'll welcome Congressman Barney Frank for his view on the super committee. What's your view? Listener AE writes us, there are no Republican compromisers on the committee. Some of the Democrats chosen for the committee can be counted on to compromise every time. We no longer need to worry if the super committee will be a success. What's your view? Any questions for Barney Frank? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Representative Frank joins us in 30 minutes. He'll be Frank. And could the British police learn how to crack down on the violence in their streets by looking at how America dealt with gangs back in the 1990s in the aftermath of the Rodney King riots? We'll talk about that idea later on this hour. But first, social media, censorship, and Britain. Jeff Jarvis joins us